This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A week after the flood that swept the city center of Darna into the sea, Libyans gathered on Monday outside a mosque in protest against the government. Crowds of people chanted and held banners outside the mosque after dams above the city burst in a storm a week ago, sending a huge torrent down a seasonal riverbed that runs through the center of the city of 120,000 people. Thousands are dead and thousands more missing. Officials have given widely varying figures of the toll so far. The mayor estimates more than 20,000 people were lost. The World Health Organization has confirmed nearly 4,000 deaths. The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Erdogan's close ties to Putin have strained his relations with Washington, which will complicate the Turkish leader's efforts to persuade US President Joe Biden to make concessions. Observers say Erdogan will be looking for support from UN Secretary General Guterres. Erdogan's diplomatic efforts come as Ukraine starts to export grain in the face of Russian threats, raising the danger of an escalation in the Ukrainian war. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Developing countries on Monday urged a shake-up in the global order to help the world's poorest at a United Nations summit on ambitious anti-poverty promises that remain far off track. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres convened the development summit on the eve of the annual General Assembly. This is VOA News. Iran and the U.S. swapped 5 detainees each on Monday after Qatar mediated a deal that also saw $6 billion of Tehran's funds unfrozen. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Under the deal, 5 Americans with dual nationality left Tehran for Doha before heading to the U.S. In return, 5 Iranians held in the U.S. have been released. The agreement was born out of months of diplomatic contacts, secret talks and legal manoeuvring. Qatar has been at the heart of negotiations throughout, sources and officials say. Since March 2022, Doha has hosted several rounds of indirect clandestine meetings between Tehran and Washington. Early talks focused heavily on Iran's nuclear dispute with the US, but over time shifted to detainees, as negotiators realized nuclear discussions would lead nowhere due to their complexity.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The United States and Norway will pledge a total of $70 million on Monday to launch a fund reported to help farmers and agricultural businesses in Africa, a U.S. Agency for International Development spokesperson said. Hunger has worsened in several regions of Africa, driven by armed conflict and extreme weather that scientists have linked to fossil fuel-driven climate change. The fund aims to reach a total of $200 million through additional contributions from donors and has the potential to benefit nearly 7.5 million people, the spokesperson said. They're going to make flying taxis in the U.S. state of Ohio. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Cutting-edge electric planes that take off and land vertically. They'll be able to shuttle you from a rooftop or parking garage to your destination. Joby Aviation's production aircraft is designed to fly a pilot and 4 passengers. The plan is to have them in aerial ride-sharing networks beginning in 2025. Joby has an agreement with the state of Ohio. And Governor Mike DeWine says this is very, very exciting, not just because of the jobs it'll create, but air taxis, he says, are the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Negotiators for the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood's major studios will resume contract talks on Wednesday to try and end a work stoppage that has disrupted production for more than 4 months. The WGA, in a note to members on Monday, encouraged its writers to continue picketing outside studio offices until an agreement is reached. The WGA called a work stoppage in May when it could not reach a deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents Netflix, Disney, and other major media companies. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.